This is the Shofar Wire Evening Edition. Sound the alarm. Report the truth. Here is the restoration report. The earth groans. We feel it in the tremors shaking nations, in the unnatural storms, in the fracturing of systems built on sand. Yes, Yahu foretold these things, a time of shaking, a time of judgment. And as Edom tightens its grip, attempting to exert dominion even over the very seeds of life, we see the prophecy unfolding before our eyes. Reports are surfacing from the modern state of Israel, a regime seemingly determined to mirror the oppressive tactics of Pharaoh. They criminalize the age-old practice of farmers saving seed, the fundamental right to sustain themselves, to ensure the continuity of generations. This isn't about efficiency, it's about control. Edom doesn't want self-sufficiency, it demands dependence. It echoes the warning of Devarim 28, a prophecy of exile where Israel would be subjected to the whims of foreign powers, even over the fruits of their own labor. The seed, you see, is more than just a means of sustenance. It is a symbol of life, of potential, of the promise of abundance. To control the seed is to control the future, to sever the connection to our ancestors, to usurp Yahuwah's role as the giver of life. It's an assault on the covenant, a deliberate attempt to weaken scattered Israel and bind us to the very systems designed for our enslavement. Edom believes it can dictate what grows, what is eaten, and ultimately, who lives and who doesn't. But Yahuwah will not be mocked. This control isn't limited to the land. The serpent is tightening its grip, weaving its influence into every facet of life, including the hearts and minds of our people. Canterbury offers empty promises, a false balm for a people destined for Yahuwah's redemption. These are the birth pangs of a nation struggling to remember its covenant identity. Yahuwah is sifting Jacob, as Amos prophesied, a refining fire separating the wheat from the chaff. We see mobilization and crackdowns, attempts to control the narrative to suppress opposition. But understand this, Yahuwah does not work through force. He works through truth, and truth is what Edom fears most. The reports speak of deception, masking a continued threat to scattered Israel. It's the ancient pattern, assimilation, dilution of the lineage, a severing of the connection to the ancient paths. They offer security, prosperity, belonging, all on the condition of forsaking the covenant. Consider the system from which these deceptions flow. Edom's education, designed to mold minds in its own image, actively undermines the foundations of our heritage. It promotes a narrative of victimhood, of powerlessness, of dependence. It teaches our children to value the fleeting pleasures of this world above the eternal promises of Yahuwah. It rewrites history, erasing the memory of our covenant with Yahuwah and replacing it with a narrative of secular nationalism. But the spirit of Israel is awakening. We are seeing a growing number of hearts turning back to the ancient paths, rejecting the lies of Edom and embracing the truth of our heritage. This is the beginning of the restoration, the regathering of scattered Israel, not necessarily to a physical location, but to a renewed covenant relationship with Yahuwah. These are not isolated incidents. They are signs. Signs of judgment upon Edom, signs of the sifting of Jacob, signs of the awakening of Israel. Yahuwah is exposing the wickedness of Edom, dismantling its power, and preparing the way for the restoration of his people. The financial systems are crumbling, a direct result of Edom's corruption and greed. Malachi prophesied this, the wealth of the wicked will be scattered, and as Edom attempts to control the very elements, to manipulate the weather and poison the earth, Yahuwah demonstrates his sovereignty over creation. Yirmiyahu warned of this arrogance, this attempt to exalt themselves above Yahuwah. We must not be deceived. The modern state of Israel is not synonymous with Israel. It is a political entity, often aligned with the forces of Edom, and frequently used as a tool to advance their agenda. Our allegiance is not to a flag or a nation, but to Yahuwah and to the covenant he made with our ancestors. The task before us is clear, to reclaim our hearts and minds, to reject the lies of Edom and to embrace the truth of Yahuwah, to rebuild our communities, to restore our traditions, and to prepare ourselves for the coming day of Yahuwah. The watchman stands vigilant, observing the signs, sounding the alarm. Stay watchful, stay ready. Subscribe at shofarwire.com. This has been the Shofar Wire.